You're listening to KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Timeless sounds for all ages. It is time for your second beat farm of the night.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new.
Hello, and thanks for tuning into the Beat Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors. If you find yourself away from this area, you can still hear us by streaming the show at ktwh.org. The Beat Farm Show consists of vintage in-studio performances of a variety of musicians and genre every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. This is Leslie and Carl's Beat Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beat Farms are also rebroadcast the following Sunday at 3 p.m. And we're excited to welcome Will Dury, a 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Hibbing, Minnesota. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leslie.
Will happens to be the songwriter first place winner this year at Duluth Does Dylan Songwriter Contest. And so we're really, really excited to have Will. And here he is going to start you off with a song.
No, I don't want to make a scene. Corner of Broadway and 113. But I know this is the best thing that I've seen in quite some time. Five a.m. just getting to bed. Time was slow, couldn't catch up to speed. City lights like stars in New York night. All the time that we spend teaching ourselves to forget gets a little exhausted, running circles in your head. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. Some out, pass your glass around. You find it's fuller than it seems to be. Won't run dry, we'll fill you up each time you go leave. All the time that we spend wondering where we stand gets a little exhausted, fighting battles to no end. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. These empty painted white walls look good on tomorrow. So put your posters up, settle in your sheets, unpack your bags and your suitcase in the corner. Get used to living in a space where you can breathe. All the time that we spend making internal amends gets a little exhausting. Don't you wanna just relax? What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath. What you need is to take a breath. All you need is to take a breath.
Oh, Oh, I love that song.
Thank you very much.
And obviously nice. That was called Take a Breath.
That's called Take a Breath.
And and you wrote that, right, Will?
I did.
Yep.
Yep.
And so we're live in the studio with Will Dury. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get back to your music?
Sure. So my name is Will Dury, like Leslie said, and I'm from Hibbing, Minnesota. I was born in Duluth but raised in Hibbing. Graduated from high school in Hibbing in 2019, and then took a gap year, wrote a little bit of music, traveled a little bit, and then the pandemic hit. But during the pandemic, I started my first year of school at Columbia University in New York, and last year I got to go out there for the first time in person and take classes. So I'm a rising junior.
Why do you say rising?
I'll be a junior in the fall.
Oh, okay.
I'll start my junior year.
I get it. I never did quite understand what that meant. But
sure.
Yeah. Okay. And so you actually are in New York most of the year now, or you're going to be starting in the fall?
Yep. So I'm heading out right at the beginning of September, and then I'll probably come back May-ish. Who knows? Maybe I'll stay out there for a while. Plans are up in the air. But yeah.
Yeah, that's really neat, though. Do you mind telling us what your major will be? I think I know, but...
Yeah, sure. So I'm studying computer science, and I'm going to do a minor in German literature. Or not really German literature. It's like a sort of combination of just German and German literature, but that's the plan for now, at least.
How nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's really unusual. I don't think I have met anybody who really was going to major in German literature. Carl's daughter teaches up in Aurora, and she's quite an expert on literature that she teaches. But German literature, very, very interesting. Yeah. That must be your family's background, maybe, or how'd you get interested in that?
Well, I took German in high school, and I had a lot of fun with it. I really liked my German teacher, and just inspired me to take some classes in college. And
cool.
Yeah, and I'm just minoring. I'm not majoring in it. I only have to take a few classes. But I think it'd be really, really cool to travel to Germany and be able to use the language well enough there to get around. So,
oh, that's way cool. Yeah. When you said you took the class in high school, you mean up in Hibbing?
Yeah.
So you had a German teacher up there?
I did.
Nice. Yep. Very nice. Okay. So how about another song?
Sure. Yeah. So I can play the song. Do you want me to play the one that from the Dylan contest?
Oh, yeah. You know, we are going to talk about that. And so we could do it now. I like that.
Sure.
So I'm just going to say that Will, I might have mentioned that Will was a first place winner of the 2020 Duluth Does Dylan Songwriter Competition at Sacred Heart. It was a live competition this year. It was really, really great. And the name of the song that you won this year?
Is called All That I Wanted.
Oh, yeah, All That I Wanted. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't mind saying that we saw Will win the second place songwriter for the same competition, only he won second place last year for another cool song called Skylark.
Yeah.
And this one, again, is all, what's the name of it?
All That I Wanted.
All That I Wanted, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here it comes, All That He Wanted. All That I Wanted.
Take a step with me. Let's take a walk in New York City. Get lost in the crowd. So many people, but you're the only one around catching my eye. All of these lights and you still shine. You see the birds in the street. Am I mad to believe they're just like me? Wandering around, searching for something to help them up off the ground. Food to fly, You're the wings that I want that'll never be mine. So much to see, and so much to do, but still I can't keep my mind off of you. And all the time we spent talking, sharing little smiles, who wanted to hold you just for a while. You never wanted anything, I know, but I couldn't help falling a little each time. You stared at me with those deep brown eyes. To you it was nothing at all, but to me it was all that I wanted in this world. Here, take a seat. I've heard all about it, but this is still new to me. That's where they cried over the spot. Imagination died. How we healed. Heard he walks on forever in strawberry fields. You see, it all happens here. Life, death, and love, a euphoric jungle of tears, pride and hope. It's the city of dreams that won't let go. So what better place to give it my shot? But I'm losing faith, 'cause I know you forgot all the time we spent walking side by side. Who wanted you closer, your hand in mine? You never wanted anything, I know. Still I couldn't help falling a little each time. You hide your face trying to cover a smile. To you it meant nothing at all, but to me it was all that I wanted in this world. You must have known all along that I'd write you a song. You asked, and you asked. Take a step with me. I'm all alone in New York City, lost in the crowd. So many people, but I see no one around catching my eye. All of these lights and you still shine. Whoa. Thank you.
Oh, Will. Oh, man. No wonder. Carl, did you want to say something about that?
Yes.
He's just...
He is surely a northern Minnesota troubadour.
You know, your poetry is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did you ever get started writing lyrics that are so profound and so wonderful as young as you are? Was there somebody who kind of inspired you? Were you a good poet early and no?
Well, I don't know. I honestly, one of the first songs I wrote was for a class project, and that was for that was about the Book of Mice and Men, and I called that Dream With Me, and I just had a lot of fun writing it, and I thought, you know, I felt really cool when I got something to say, something
yeah.
poetically. I thought, oh, that's kind of fun. So then, you know, I started writing more and more, and I've always been a big fan of Billy Joel, and I think Billy Joel does this really well. Is he's my favorite musician, but his lyrics are often very poetic as well.
Yeah.
And so I listened to a ton of Billy Joel, I guess, and I don't know.
Just, yeah.
I got some good advice from a friend, and I think he read it in an article somewhere. He said, "Don't write something that you might see in the newspaper." A cliche or something
yep.
like that. So
yeah,
since then, I've tried to. I definitely still write with them. Don't yeah. get me wrong, but I'm more conscious of that. I
yeah,
guess,
very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think you were one of the things you were made for is to write beautiful lyrics
wow.
and all that I wanted. No wonder it was, I got chills and tears in my eyes, and no wonder it was the first place winner.
Well, thank you so
there's
much.
There's so many people, were all about that song. And again, that was Duluth Does Dylan Fest, first place singer-songwriter Will Dury, and the winning song, All That I Wanted. And it floors me how... singer-songwriters can do both. I mean, we're talking a gorgeous melody that you wrote, and gorgeous lyrics that you came up with. That's a true songwriter, not just a poet, not just a musician, but a true, really good songwriter. And I just love that you're here. Carl, did you want to say something? It looks like...
You sure have found your calling.
Say that again. You yeah.
You surely have found your calling.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
And he does want another calling, too. Obviously, that's why he's going to Columbia in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mix it all up. All right. So how about another song?
Sure. I think I'm going to play Skylark. So this is a song that I submitted for the contest last year. This got second place. And this is, I think personally, this is probably my favorite song of mine.
So
we just have at it?
And I have that on my computer that I can just click on it and listen to Skylark when I want to. Right,
Ooh.
Carl? He'll
yes.
attest to it.
Yep, this is
I
true.
Love that song.
Oh, gosh.
I guess I wasn't turned on. No, my mic wasn't on that whole time. But anyway, I want to say that again, that Skylark is on my computer, so I can just tap it once and listen to that song whenever I want, because I loved it from the start.
Well, thank you very much. here it is.
My skylark, I'm flying away. Use my heart to navigate, 'cause I'm much too far up to see where I am. A flock flew by, it tried to chase, to join them in the song they sang, but I fell behind. They flew away and I'm far from home. The wind must know, after all it's been here since the start of time. So I'll go where Wherever you guide my wings, I'll fly. I'm a one-man band with a one-man audience. I sing to the winter sky, wondering where I'll find the lowlands of the places pass me by. Cause the more I fly, the more it seems the skies become a home to me. But there's no birds up here, no trees. My echo is my lone company, and the sky's dark. There's no place for a skylark. Aurora's green pastels behind push me towards a warmer light. My instincts say that it feels right, so I follow. But below the clouds, I can tell that it ain't so cold on the ground. But I won't look down. I've come too far to stop right now. I'm a one-man band with a one-man audience. I sing to the winter sky, wondering when I'll find the lowlands or if the chances pass me by. Cause the more I fly, the more it seems the skies become a home to me. But there's no birds up here, no trees. My echo is my lone company, and the sky's dark. There's no place for a skylark. What did I ever do to become a vagrant fool? All I've done was for the best. Now look where I am. I'm a skylark. I'm flying away. I thought my heart could navigate, but I'm too far, far away to know where I am. I'm a one-man band with a one-man audience. I sing to the winter sky, hoping that one day I'll find lowlands, knowing I just keep trying. Cause the more I fly, the more I know the sky's my only true. But I did it to myself, I suppose. Just thought you couldn't be alone. If you followed your heart, I'm a skylark.
Oh, Will, ugh, that just affected me the same as when I first heard it.
Oh, thank you.
Every time I hear that song, I enjoy it more.
Yeah, it's really, really beautiful. Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and once again, we're here with Will Dury, and that was his song called Skylark. He entered that in the Duluth Does Dylan Songwriter Competition last year, and won second place for that. And then All That I Wanted was this year's first place winner. And so I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of that song. I think it'll always be on my screen, you know, on my computer screen, just to click it.
Awesome.
You know, it might be too early, but I wanted to ask you, do you have a career in mind?
Well,
after graduation, and that could be some time off, but
right
or not.
To be honest, right now, I don't know. I would love to continue doing music. I would love to get some songs out there, recorded, released, so people can go and listen wherever. But yeah, to be honest, I don't really know. I'm studying computer science because it's I've always kind of liked math, and it's kind of, you know, works a similar part of the brain, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I think my true passion lies in music and
wow,
you know, writing and doing that.
Yeah, two way different interesting interests, and that's really, really cool. So no real plans for the future, but you know, you're so young, you don't need them yet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I just think sometimes some people, you know, go into college going, oh, yeah, this is what I really want to do. I got to learn everything about it. And then you know, some people don't even know after they graduate what they're going to do to earn money.
Uh-huh.
And it's all good. Okay. So I did want to just show you this because, yeah. It's a note from our engineer.
Cool.
And so, yeah, we're going to be going, I guess, and I can just announce it. We get to go until 7:05 with Will Dury in the studio today, and that's way cool. All right, how about another song?
Sure. Let's try and make it a little more upbeat. The last couple I played are surely not songs that get people dancing on the dance floor when I play them live, but this one... has a little more of a thump to it. This is
okay,
called
another original?
Yep, this is another original. This one's called Black and White.
Okay.
Black and white.
Cause up in her tower she lies, thinking that I'm so blind, telling me I'm her guide, wasting my time.
Nice. Very, very nice. And that was a song called Black and White, written by our guest, Will Dury. And that's a really, really nice song. You know, one thing I do want to point out that I really love when songwriters change up the dynamics in the middle. You know, sometimes people get a little lazy with their listening and all of a sudden there's a big change in it, and that really helped, you know, help focus again when you have silences or changes in dynamics. And that song really demonstrated that, and it's just a wonderful device. Yeah. That songwriters use, and that was well done.
Thank you.
Yes, great dynamic control.
What was that?
It's great dynamic control.
And yes. Great dynamic control with your voice and your guitar.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And we're going to go right on to another song, if it's okay.
Another one. Sure, why not? So I'm going to play a song that I wrote for school, actually.
Sure.
Now, this one was about Plato's Symposium. I took a class. Everybody... And Columbia College has to take a class called Lit Hum. And,
wait, it's called what?
It's called Lit Hum. Lit Hum. Literature, humanities. I don't honestly
know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Lit Hum. I get it. Lit Hum, yeah.
You have to read a lot of different books, you know, starting with, like, Homer, Iliad, Odyssey, and then you go up and, you know, read Dante's Inferno, Don Quixote. This one, we read Symposium, Plato's Symposium. And Symposium, for those who don't, who haven't read it or who have read it and don't recall, it's just about basically a bunch of guys sitting around a table and they're talking about what their idea of love is. And this one was not too bad of a read. It was like 70 pages or something. But one of the assignments we had at the end of this the first semester was to do a creative project. And my creative project was to write a song, and it was kind of giving my input. If I was sitting around that table, what I would say, what I think love is. So to me, as you might hear, is nobody knows what it is really, and that's why it's as special as it is. So this is called Intimate Imbeciles.
Intimate Imbeciles. All right.
here we go. Question doesn't find me unprepared on this of thought. I can't tell you what this feeling is. I'm not sure that's what I want. There's a certain sense of wonder. Can't be sold, it can't be bought, and it evades us forever once the mystery is gone. But we search for answers anyway. Yeah, we all want to be poets. How could you ever write about something if you don't know it? And no one understands, though we all try and show that we do. And we love that no one knows, and we get a chance to crack the code. Though we won't, but that's good, cause it's better if you don't. Cause when someone has an answer, then most of us are wrong. And we forget forever, cause it isn't what we thought. So I'm fine being foolish, cool being clueless. And if ignorance is bliss, then my God, I'm a nuisance. Cause I'm high on the thought, love can be what I want, aren't we all? We're intimate imbeciles, we'll never know why. We pull close together to race against time. We chase what is beautiful, we leave things behind. They say that it's courage, say it's just part of life. If only a touch could make a man wise. Maybe I'd understand why I'm lost in your eyes. But I'll never know, and that's just fine.
Cause sometimes there's more to be seen when you're blind. We're intimate imbeciles. We're intimate imbeciles. Well, some say you're split in two, always searching for a half. Some say love comes to you. You can choose your own match. Some say love is a doctor with heart healing hands. Others say it's an army that'll loosen no man. And who am I to say that their thoughts are invalid? You hear 100 different stories and 100 different ballads. But are we all just trying to show a feeling how we felt it? And we love that it's new, though we're scared that we'll lose what's not guaranteed tomorrow. We'll be lonely if we do, so we look for a balance of euphoria and pain. Though sometimes it's a challenge, it's easier that way, cause we're all so uncertain. But we learn that we're learning. What we don't know sometimes is just as important as what we do. We're intimate imbeciles, we'll never know why. We pull close together to race against time. We chase what is beautiful, we leave things behind. Say that it's courage, say it's just part of life. If only a touch could make a man wise, maybe I'd understand why I'm lost in your eyes. But I'll never know, and that's just fine. Cause sometimes there's more to be seen when you're blind. We're intimate imbeciles. We're intimate imbeciles. Would you say that wisdom comes with age? Would you say love's forever young? Would you agree that love is sage? Which of your answers then is wrong? And would you say that you're wise once you know a whole lot? Or does wisdom only live in the eyes of who does not? Oh, we're intimate imbeciles. We'll never know why. We pull close together to race against time. We chase what is beautiful, we leave things behind. They say that it's courage, I say it just felt right. If only a touch could make a man wise, maybe I'd understand why you're always on my mind. But I'll never know, and that's alright. Cause without the dark, there'd be no wonder in the night. We're intimate imbeciles. We're intimate imbeciles. We're intimate imbeciles.
Yeah, I hear folks out there clapping. That is a wonderful song. Intimate Imbeciles, composed and sung here today live by Will Dury from Hibbing, Minnesota. Well, I'm here to tell you, I know exactly what career you should go for, but of course, I don't have a say in it, but, you know, actually, people do sometimes have two heavy-duty, maybe careers, but especially interests,
yeah.
And so computer science and music or music composing, music performance, they could go together really well for you, Will.
Yeah, well.
You never know.
We'll see.
That was really an awesome, awesome song. And so you said you wrote that when you were in high school because you haven't been out that long, right?
That one was in college. That was freshman year of college.
Oh, that was. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And so did you start on your music in high school? When did you actually start?
Yeah, so... like a lot of kids, I was put into piano lessons at a young age. I was 5 when I started, and I guess like a lot of kids also, I didn't really like it very much.
Yeah.
You can probably ask my piano teacher, Vicky Gornick, some fun stories about me that she has that she loves to tell people, because I was not the best student to start off with, but
yeah.
luckily I was, you know, I stuck with it.
Uh-huh.
And, kind of got over the wall of not liking it, and then I started to love it. I think that was, you know, when I started to be able to play songs that weren't just, you know, it's songs in the book. When I, you know, was introduced to, like, some Billy Joel songs, Elton John songs. We get the books that have the transcribed
right.
piano parts. So I learned those and sing them, and I thought, oh, this is the best thing ever. And so that's when I kind of fell in love with piano. And then my dad taught me how to play guitar. My dad is also an incredible musician. And quick plug here, he and I are going to be playing a show together at the Chisholm Pocket Park on Tuesday, the
19th. From 6 to 8.
From 6 to 8.
Yeah.
And that's in Chisholm, just on the main street there. And we have a lot of fun because the first gigs I ever did were with him. And,
oh, yeah.
He actually did music for a long time after college, 5 years or so. And, yeah, he kind of taught me how to play guitar.
That's his first singing. Yep. Instrument, yeah.
Well, actually, you know, I think he might have played violin and piano also when he was a little kid. But in terms of, you know, singing and playing, it's
right.
he always played guitar. But that was really cool. Starting to play with him, he gets busy with work and stuff, so I do a lot of stuff by myself too. But he's the one that really, you know, put the guitar in my hand and showed me that you can have a whole lot of fun doing this kind of thing. But yeah, so he taught me to play guitar when I was, I don't know. He showed me some chords, and then over time I just got better at them, and we started playing together. But
he gave you your first guitar.
Yep.
And it was a full size, and because you were how old about?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I had this little Squire mini Stratocaster hanging up in my room, and he showed me some chords on that, and he has his own guitars that I would play too. And when I was bored, I would just practice transitioning from, you know, C chord to G chord or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And once I was able to do that effectively enough where, you know, I could play to somebody singing, we started playing together, and it's just been awesome.
That's cool. Then. You know, because I saw that gig at that park advertised, and I was going to, and I know you have it booked as Bill and Will.
Yep.
And I thought, I'll bet that's your dad's name, but I thought I'd ask. So you covered that, and that's really, really good.
Yep.
So, let's review that again.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Pocket Park in Chisholm, and that's just in 4 days from 6 to 8.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Up in Chisholm. So that's because I was going to ask you, where's the next place people could hear you live if they wanted to? So that's good. Do you have anything booked after that, possibly?
Yeah, I do. I'm playing next Thursday. So what is that, the 21st, maybe?
I think
it's the 21st.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing at Mike's Pub in Hibbing. There's a Boys and Girls Club fundraiser there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing from 5 to 8, and I want to say the fundraiser starts at 4, but it might also start at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, come on out to Mike's. Great, you know, food, great drinks.
And what town is that again?
That's in Hibbing.
Hibbing, yeah.
Yep.
All right, and you're in the town where you live.
Yep.
Good. So how about another song?
Sure. So we've got about 15 minutes. I'm going to do this is a song called A Little Bit Happy.
And I'm just going to say, if you heard Will say 15 minutes, we're actually going to go till 7:05 today because Aurora Bear, our last guest, was packing up, and Will didn't get started a little late, and so they're allowing us to go till 7:05.
You know what? I changed my mind on the song I'm going to do. This is called Educators.
Educators?
Yes.
Okay.
This one's recent, but yeah. It's going to be a little louder. I'm going to strum on this one.
Yeah.
Educators, please be patient. We're swimming through the sludge of mixed misinformation. A generation comes of age and arguments of who's to blame. A broken nation is yelling back and forth, nothing ever changes. Gather all infidels, the saints and everybody else. Cut off that old leash that you clipped onto your belt.
acres. Signing pseudonyms, spoke by shadow-covered faces. And no one wants to claim the way to cause world of hurt. It's getting dangerous. It's never just the truth, always interpretation. Not a single thought that you came up with yourself. Comfort is a prison cell, lock the door and bid you out. Oh, educators, mend your stations.
Educators, a song by Will Dury, and you know I'm a retired teacher.
Yes.
All right. So, very, very cool song, and just a different feel to it than your other songs so far, and that's always wonderful to be able to, like I was talking about before, change things up within a song. And change things up between songs. It makes great variety, and it's your forte. I think you just do that really, really well.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. I would love to hear another song. Oh, you know what? I do want to mention that when we first met you, you were playing guitar at on the Earthrider stage with Skylark.
Yeah.
But then this past year... with your award-winning first place song, you were playing piano. So when you started with piano and even late in your early years career here, you're still playing piano, but not today. And so I want to mention to the folks at home that we were kind of looking forward to Will playing, of course, guitar and also piano. But it wouldn't fit in our studio very well, so he's all on guitar.
Maybe we could try and put it over there and do a little extra song.
Really, I know that we have a guest in here, a younger fellow named Edward Ojard, and his keyboard took up that whole space. I mean, you know, he has a top-of-the-line big one. And it wasn't easy to get it in and out. So, yeah. And I hope you don't mind. We couldn't really accommodate that very well. And when you came to look at the studio, I guess you decided. Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But I do want to say we are so impressed with your keyboard skills.
Oh, thank you. Piano is my first instrument. I think I'm probably a lot more comfortable behind a piano than a guitar or any other instrument for that matter. I had... the best piano teacher I could have had, Vicky Gornick. She's located in Chisholm, and
Nice. So, what was her name?
Vicky Gornick.
Vicky Gornick. Bless your heart. If you're listening out there, very, very nice. I do like to give kudos to the teachers and the parents, because none of us would have learned music if it wasn't for those people.
Absolutely.
Our parents and our teachers who were pushing us, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we carry on that tradition. We have to attack those little kids, you know, to follow in our footsteps.
Yeah. I want to thank my parents because they've always been the most supportive people of all time with my music.
Yeah, I know my parents had to take me to lessons and all the, you know, all the shows and all that stuff.
Right.
And then I had to drag my son through that follow me to the next performance.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah. All right, so here comes another song, right?
Sure, yeah.
We probably only have time, I'll bet, for two more.
Okay,
so
cool.
That you, yeah.
This is called A Little Bit Happy.
She wants to be a little bit lonely. She wants to cry into her hands. She wants to feel a little bit sorry. But she wants to feel a little bit sad. Well, that's what it seems. Was she not telling me? Why is she walking out the door? What does she mean? That she loves me, but I can't love her anymore. Whoa, she turns to me as she leaves. Says, I want to be a little bit happy. Well, she wants to feel a little bit jealous. She wants to feel a little bit lost. She wants confusion and anticipation. She wants to be alone in her thoughts. Well, that's how it feels. What's her deal? Why is she walking out the door? Your mind will heal. I thought it was real. She said it was, but not anymore. Whoa, she turns to me, I'm on my knees. Says, I wanna be a little bit happy. Well, I can't imagine life without her. She can't imagine life without me. So not tomorrow, she'll be better. Well, that ain't how it's supposed to be. But now that she don't feel so lonely. Now that she don't feel so bad. I wanna know what she's been.
A Little Bit Happy by Will Dury made me feel happy. It's so upbeat and happy. Yeah.
Good.
And I, you know, I'm looking at my notes here and I notice that you are beginning to thinking about recording your first album. Do you have a kind of a projection date? I mean, all these songs I'm sure would be on that, so I want one.
Yeah.
You have a projected release date?
Well, It's my first time actually going into the studio and recording something of my own. I've been with a friend before, and it was a lot of fun, but it's a totally different process when it's yourself. And I had high hopes that I'd be able to finish it before I got off to school, but I'm about maybe almost 10% done.
Okay.
I've gone to the studio a few times in Minneapolis, and whenever they're open, I try and scoop up the dates so I can go out there and record.
Yeah.
But I'm recording a lot of the songs that I played today, a few on the piano that I didn't play today, but I'm shooting for maybe 10 or 11 songs, and maybe by the end of the year.
Yeah, cool. Save me a copy.
All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, when I do finish that up, I'll put that on Spotify and Apple Music and all the streaming services that are able. And
sure.
And if I get enough requests, maybe I'll make some CDs as well. Or
yeah. All right. Even some vinyls. I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way cool.
Yeah.
And I do need to mention this one thing I almost forgot, because the Tall Ships Festival is happening here in Two Harbors the first weekend in August. And, Will was the first place Duluth Dillon Songwriter Contest winner. But on, August 5th, is going to be a special extra Beat Farm show from 5 to 6. We don't, we usually aren't on the first Friday of any month, but we're going to add a special, another Beat Farm show that day so we can have our second place Dillon Fest songwriter winner, Scarlett Woods, back in the studio. And she had a second place song in that exact competition, so we'd like to have her on. And then in some months, we're going to have Mississippi Mike Wolf as well. He was the third place winner this year. So before we actually run out of time, only in a couple minutes, we have to thank Will for being here. We just loved having you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And I can't believe how fast the time went. And it was a very, very nice contrast to our first hour Aurora Bear. Well, so, yeah.
Thank you guys so much for having me here. It was so awesome.
Yeah, all right.
Really appreciate it.
We love it. And so I think you're going to be taking us out with the song now.
Cool. This is called End of the Show.
End of the Show, yeah.
Yep.
Thanks.
In the midnight, on the moonlight, sits a someone craving their home, oozes inside till the mood's right. When it comes back, he still won't know. Reach the end of the show. Oh, but tonight faces sharing empathy. One big storyline has led me to believe. If these walls could talk, I'd tell you all the secrets of the dark, all the perfect nights, all the broken hearts. One can make a movie of everything they know, but for now, it's time to go. 'Cause it's the end of the show. Play it back. Just one time to see the changes, all the good times, all the bad times. Don't you know I wouldn't change it? I wouldn't trade it for the world. Oh, the memories, they seem to come alive. All the things we've done to make me feel alive. If these walls could talk, I'd tell you all the secrets of the dark, all the broken fights, all the shooting stars. I wanted to make a movie, but everything they know. But for now, it's time to go. 'Cause it's the end of the show. Let's have the time of our lives.